most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. This show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. And our guests provide advice, tips, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions of entertainment. So what that means is that we'll definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested in. So you have to listen every single week. We just are going to possess you and haunt you if you don't watch every week, because this is for your career. You got to take it seriously. And if you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, and listen to any of their interviews instantly, or download one of them to put on your computer for all time, you want to go to the LA Talk Radio website, which is latalkradio.com. And if you're listening to us live, you're already there. So you look up at the top, click on the link that says Channel 1, and then you scroll down, look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and you click the link. And there you go. We're right there. And this link takes you directly to our archive page, and there you have a whole list of all of our past guests from the beginning of our show from 2008 until today. And we've had some fascinating guests. Great thing to do to get advice for your career path. Now, our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section. So you would just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and you can listen to them there and download them to your iTunes as well. And if you want to find out about our future guests, Lord have mercy, praise God, hallelujah. I swear this show has just gone global. I just love it. I had no idea when I first started this show that it was going to become so popular. We have fans all over the world, and I always get tons of emails, sometimes before, sometimes after, and tell us how much they love the show and how it inspired them. I just had this wonderful guy email me the other day from Slovenia, and I had to think, because everybody knows that I am geographically challenged. I'm thinking, oh God, is it part of the old Russia? Do I have to look it up? But he was so wonderful, and he said that from listening to one of the guests on the show, it has inspired him to move to Los Angeles. So I said, oh God, let's just take an hour and think about this. So I had to just warn him about all the pitfalls. So, So if you want to find out about future guests, visit the official Question Reality website at questionrealityshow.com, which is a different website, has all the guests there. Now, as always, we try and strive for the very, very, very best guests to give you information to help you in your career decisions, because it seems like everybody wants to go into show business, but unfortunately, my darlings, not everybody is cut out for it, because it is a cutthroat little world out here, as it is in New York or any of the other cities where you pursue careers in entertainment. And you just need as much advice and tips and resource information as possible. And today we have another fantastic guest. Actually, we have two of them. It is a little husband and wife duo. I've never had a husband and wife duo. It's like the Sonny and Cher today that are going to tell you all about the business. We're going to have them answer questions about the business. The first guest, ladies first, will do is Ayumi Izuka and her lovely husband, Doug Morency. I know I messed that up. I don't know how, but I think I did. And they are the owners of Connect Studios LA. And this is a very bizarre story that they came to be on my show. Let me just tell you first, Connect Studios LA is an actor-run studio, and they're dedicated to industry networking, casting director workshops, and agent showcases. You know, every single week I provide information on the best casting director workshops, and I stress how important it is to go to these. You cannot not go. And I get a lot of emails from actors saying, oh, they're so expensive, I can't afford them, I got to focus on my headshots. Well, that's great that you got a damn headshot, but what are you going to do with it? That's like the musicians who get 5,000 CDs and then they have them in a box holding their door open as a doorstop. It's just the pictures alone are not going to do it. You have to go to these casting director workshops. It is mandatory. So they own Connect Studios LA, and the way that I came across Ayumi is that a friend of mine way back, oh my gosh, I can't even remember, maybe 2004, a friend of mine, Lisa Capazzi, said, my friend is moving from Arizona, Lynn Milano, and she's opening up a casting director workshop. Do you want to help me, like, do some things, help out? And I'm like, yeah. So they helped Lynn Milano open what was Signature Studios LA. And it was wonderful. I cannot tell you, this woman, Lynn Milano, the absolute epitome of grace and beauty and kindness and thoughtfulness. Everybody loved this one. All you have to do is meet her and you just fell in love with her. And she ran that studio so professionally, and people, they were coming in droves to this place. It was so set up so nice. And I know that all the actors go to workshops that I've heard reports there's little roaches running around and they're scared for their life and their car gets towed. Well, in this particular environment, Lynn Milano always strived for perfection. She had this place set up. Well, I came across Ayumi because I was looking for someone I had met in the workshop, Jeremy Scott Johnson, because I was going to cast him in one of my short films. And I was looking for him through the website because he bought Signature Studios when Lynn Milano sold it, and I couldn't find it anymore. So I had to do some research, and then I came across Ayumi Izuka and Doug Morency, who had purchased it, and they changed the name Connect Studios LA. So it was just so bizarre because I didn't even know anything about it. But that's how I came to connect with her, and I thought, oh my God, that would be fantastic to bring her on the show and tell the story and also share about her journey. So we're going to talk to them, and they are going to tell you their journey from, I think, Toronto, Canada. So this would be great because I get a lot of emails from people in Canada, in Quebec, weirdly enough. And you know me with geography, I don't know how far that is. I think it's a very, very far. But people from Quebec want to come here. And again, we're going to talk to people from Canada who've come here, and we're going to see how it's working out for them. But first, I want to talk a little bit about, get this out of the way, I got stuff to tell you, as always. I want you, first of all, very exciting news, everybody. So exciting, I can't even stand it. As I told you earlier, the show has become so popular, people are contacting me, booked until April. Well, this happened very weirdly. I was contacted, okay, I can't even stand it. Guess who's going to be on the show next week? Oh my God, Pisha McPhee and Michael Orlin. Pisha McPhee is the vocal coach on American Idol and the mother of the multi-talented Catherine McPhee. And Michael Orlin is the associate music director on American Idol. So it is huge because I'm one of the biggest fans ever of Catherine McPhee. You know, she's the star of Smash. She's done Broadway. I mean, American Career. Oh God, I used to work there. American Idol has launched her into superstardom, and rightly so, because she's beautiful, she's talented, she has everything that Hollywood is looking for. So this show is going to be for you if you want to get the cutting edge audition secrets from two of the nation's leading vocal and performance coaches, because what they've done is they have formed together because they used to work together a long time ago, and then they decided, oh, they ended up working together on American Idol, obviously, and they found out they work very well together. So they've started this whole online workshop, and they have an online course called Ace Your Audition. And what this does is it, now you can't beat this, this delivers inside secrets of the judging and audition process, because thousands and thousands and thousands of people audition for American Idol, along with America's Got Talent, The Voice, et cetera, et cetera. Well, this class is going to teach you how and what you need to do to get through this audition process, not just an audition process for a show, but also a lot of people go and audition for various jobs in singing. So, of course, Pisha McPhee and Catherine is Catherine McPhee's coach, and we know what amazing talent she is, and she helped her get to where she is. So these are the secrets, people, secrets that are coming out on the show next week. And I tell you, they're going to tell us everything, because I am going to prod them for all the secrets on what it takes to be chosen for these audition. And we are going to get it out of the lovely Pisha McPhee and Michael Orland next week. So tell all your singer songwriter friends to tune in next Sunday at 5, because they are going to be in the studio live. My goodness gracious. I wish I could sing, because this would have been my big break. Would have been my big break, but I can't sing it. Damn it, I'm out of tune. I talk and I'm out of tune. That's how bad it is. All right, so another thing I want to tell you about is I want to tell you about my friend Jim Meskimen. And remember, Jim was on the show a couple of months ago. He is the son of the lovely, gorgeous, oh my God, he's going to kill me. I swear, I was so tired earlier and I had a headache. I took a pill. I'm still groggy. He is the son of, Happy Days, Miriam, the mother of Ron Howard, on the show. Oh God, Jim, please forgive me. I know you're listening. I forgot your mom's name and I'm so embarrassed, but he is the real son of the character Marion that was on the Ron Howard show, and he grew up, you know, hanging out with Ron Howard, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, he's fantastic. He does a show called Jimpressions, and next Saturday, August the 11th at 8 p.m., he'll be doing it at the Acting Center, which is 5514 Hollywood Boulevard in Los Angeles. And I always have to say this, street parking available. There's a parking lot. I went. It's fantastic. For $15, you cannot beat it. It's the actingcenterla.com. And what the show is, Jimpressions, is what he does a whole evening of celebrity impressions, improv and cultural subversion. And he does, he's also known as the voice of Jib Jab. He's very, very famous on Jib Jab. I know you've seen him. He's the guy who the video went viral when he did all of the voices reciting Shakespeare. And then he does, he does everything. You'll have to check it out. He's been on Letterman. He's been on The Tonight Show, countless animated shows. And if you watch commercials and you see the Sprint commercial that comes on every 5 minutes with him talking about the guy that's old with a belly in the shorts, and he says, surely you're going to put something else on. That is Jim Meskimen. He's fantastic. So he's a vocal magician, and he pulls characters out of his head. More amazing than Penn and Teller. So you got to go to the show next Saturday, August 11th at 8 p.m. I promise you, it was phenomenal. Phenomenal. Absolutely. And you'll always run into a celebrity. When we went, we ran into the lady who is the actual voice of Bart Simpson. And Lord, I am the worst with names. But anyway, she was fantastic too. All right. We are winding it up, and we are about to meet the wonderful Dan Morrissey and Morrissey and Yumi Izuka. I want to tell you one little workshop, and then we are going to get to them. I know everybody's excited to talk to them, but I have to do this. You know, I have to do my workshops every week. Okay, so there is a free workshop, Voice Over Technique, with casting director, producer Sherilyn Carter, Friday, August 10th, from 7 to 8. And you want to go to the Actors Creative Workshop website to register, and that weirdly, their website address is trulyacting.com. So don't ask me. I don't know. But after you take the free workshop, you're going to be blown away, because I've never taken her class, but I have so many actors who have and told me this woman, Cheryl Lynn Carter, is phenomenal and they book so much work. But once you go, apparently you're blown away, and then you go to her next set of workshop classes. And what she does is you'll learn the basics of how to get auditions, what to expect from a voiceover session, how to know your audience, developing characters, and then using your acting skills to perfect your voiceover work, and so much more. And everybody knows, I've told you people, voiceover work, lots of money, short amount of time. It is the perfect job for somebody who wants to be an actor but may not like to be in front of the camera, oddly enough. I have run across some. So that might be for you. And remember, Cheryl Lynn Carter has produced and cast hundreds of television shows, Super Bowls, ads, radio, interactive spots at TBWA Shy at Day in Los Angeles for almost 14 years before branching out on her own with Precision Talent, where she produces audio and coaches voiceover talent and cast commercial projects. So you can check all of her credits out, as you always want to do before you take these workshops, on imdb.com. And the classes are going to start on Fridays at 7:30 p.m. And the dates are August 17th, August 24th, August 31st, and September the 7th, and that is $225, which is a steal, because divide that into the 4 days, and you go, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to get a workshop with Cheryl Lynn Carter, who's one of the best in the business. And last is Thursday, August the 9th, coming up this week at 7:30, Actors West, 5818 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood. Actors West, we're going to have Michael Torbiak from Jimmy Kimmel Live. He is going to be offering a $29 cold read. Can you believe it? $29, $1 shy of $30, so it sounds more affordable. Michael Torbiak has been discovering new talent and working with some of the top names in film and TV at MTV, Bravo, and E! For nearly a decade. And for 2 years now, he's been casting the comedy segments on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live. And the show cast principals and under five after actors on a daily basis for camera work, voiceovers, plus dancers and musicians. And he brings talent on in a moment's notice for that night's show. So you could be picked. And Torbiak works closely with Kimmel's writers and directors to cast bits for the show's monologue and pre-taped segments involving celebrity talent on a regular basis. So that is something you definitely want to check out, and because this is your opportunity to get on Michael Torbiak's very short list of available talent for the many Jimmy Kimmel comedy bits that they cast. So you got to learn what it takes to do the work for late night television, which is a whole different animal. So without further ado, here they are, the little dynamic duo, Ayumi and Izuka. And Doug Morency, have you fallen asleep yet?
No, we are right here.
Oh, my God. I thought I would never end, and I was doing it myself. I thought I was just on autopilot, and I was just going to announce and announce forever.
No, we were taking down all those dates and probably going to go to all those workshops and events.
Yay! Well, you know, we have them every week. We do the hottest workshops in town, and you have to tune in long after we leave the show today, next week, or you can go to the website, check them out. There's always, always, always great workshops. Now, let's talk about Connect Studios LA. Now, we know that Connect Studios LA is an actor-run studio that's dedicated to industry networking, casting director workshops, and agent showcases. Now, everybody in LA, New York, knows what this is. But we have people tuning into the show from small little towns in the heartland, in the middle of America, whose dream it is to come to LA and be an actor. So they may not know what this is. So why don't you tell everyone what an actor studio is, how important industry networking is within this actor studio, what casting director workshops are and agent showcases, and why, if they make the decision to come to LA, they should come to Connect Studios LA. So go ahead, take it, people.
Okay, great. Well, casting director workshops are an amazing opportunity to meet casting directors and learn from them about what it is about the business. They also get an opportunity to do a cold read. Sometimes they do prepared material and get feedback from the casting director. So they really get a sense of what it is that they need to be doing when they're auditioning. It gives them an opportunity to also network with these casting directors who are so busy. And, you know, for every breakdown that they put out there, they're getting about 1,600 submissions. So this is a great way for actors to be seen by these really important people. We're both from Toronto. And so the first and best piece of advice we received when we got here was to do these casting director workshops. They don't exist in Canada yet in the way that they exist here. So it really allowed us to fast track into the business, I feel, and meet these great casting directors so quickly.
Yeah, I'd just like to emphasize that one of the hardest things to do when you are new to LA is to meet or get auditions and get called in by casting directors, because there are so many actors who are competing.
Hello? Hi, my name's Lynn Milano, and Priscilla Leona wanted me to call in while she's interviewing Ayumi and Jeff Morency, and I didn't know what time I should call in. Really, a lot of fast track into the business, I feel. As a surprise to her guests.
Hi, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hi, Lynn. This is Doug calling.
Hello?
Okay. Don't know what's happening.
I think I know who your surprise caller is, though.
Yeah, it was Lynn Milano, but I just don't know what happened. Where did she go? Ronan, what's going on? What happened to Lynn? Hello?
We heard her here.
Yeah. Oh, I have no idea what happened. That was the surprise guest, but I just don't – I honestly don't know what happened to her. I don't know.
We were surprised.
Okay. maybe we can call her back, hopefully. I think that they're working on that. But let's continue on with the show. I think that he is going to call her back. So that was the surprise guest, and I hope that – let's continue on. Sorry to interrupt you, but you just go ahead and pick up where you left off.
Yeah, I was just kind of making the point that one a good reason to go to casting director workshops is that there's so much competition for the auditions. Casting directors get so many submissions from agents across Los Angeles. A five-line, under five, or a co-star role can have like up to 3,000 submissions for it, and maybe only 12 people are going to come in and actually read for that part. So you got to find a way to set yourself apart from all those people.
Hello?
Hi, Lynn. Can you hear us again?
Yeah, the point of it is, I thought I was supposed to talk to the producer.
You've come directly onto the air.
You've come.
I know, unfortunately.
Well, I thought we have Ayumi Azuka and Doug Morency here, and they are the new owners of Connect Studios LA, which used to be your baby doll. So, do you know him?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Now, picking up feedback.
You took directly onto the air.
Yeah. You've got to. Okay.
Hello?
Priscilla.
Yes.
Please ask your guest to turn off her computer or radio at the background. That's what's causing all that noise. That's it. Thank you.
She says that she has it off.
That's it. Now it's perfect. Thank you.
Okay, so apparently we're all going to be connected now, and it's just going to...
Hallelujah! I just wanted to call in and say that Ayumi and Doug have the most fantastic workshop in L.A. They are the nicest people. So talented, and I think every actor in LA should go there.
Well, I think so too. Do you guys all know each other?
It feels like it's a family-run business, but we're just not related. We absolutely adore our predecessors, and we look to them as amazing role models for how we want to continue to build our business. So, yes, we do know each other and just have nothing but respect and love for each other.
And one of the reasons that – or the reason – the main reason why we, when we first found Signature Studios and went there, was because we felt so good taking workshops in that place. The way they respected actors, the support that the whole room had for each other. You didn't feel the competition that you feel in other places. The cleanliness, the
attention to detail.
It was a classy organization, and that is solely. Because of the way that Lynn Milano set up Signature Studios in the first place. And it is our goal to maintain the high standards that she started because we know how good we felt when we first went to that studio. And it's an uphill struggle for us every day, but that's what we try to maintain with every workshop that we hold.
How do you like that, Lynn Milano?
Well, from what I understand, right now, their location and their design and what they've put into it, their hard work and attention to detail to make it very nice for both the casting director and the actors. I mean, I'm blown away. I mean, a very, very classy couple. And like I mentioned before, very talented. And they are really, really from the heart trying to help actors get seen and get work in a very classy way.
And Lynn, speaking from experience, when you created this in 2004, I was one of the people to be lucky enough to get to sign the wall for the opening. And what you always—I know, I don't—I hate that they took that wall.
I remember.
And well, you had such a clean, respectful, supportive environment, and you treated everyone like we were your children. You were very protective of us. You provided water. You provided snacks. I mean, if you didn't even need to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, just go to one of Lynn's workshops, and you got fed. All the poor actors, they just came in droves because she just made them feel so wonderful. I mean, I can't tell you the environment that this woman created, and I was very sad to hear that she was stepping aside and passing it on to Jeremy. I don't know what happened. I did not attend workshops with Jeremy, but these guys are saying that it still held that mystique that it had when you originally had it. I'm so happy to hear that, because what you created was just phenomenal for actors. I still today run into actors who remember you, Lynn Milano, remember you and what you created. And some of them do not even know that. And I didn't know up until recently that Ayumi and Doug had were continuing the workshop. I thought that it just went into oblivion. So I'm glad to hear that they are doing that. Now, Lynn, one of the reasons, and I want to ask you this, because one of the reasons people need to go to these casting director workshops is so they can have direct contact with casting directors. Tell us from your own personal experience, because I've seen you on so many things in television. Tell us why it is so important to go to these casting director workshops, because I have seen you on God knows so many shows, and this is a direct result of being seen in front of casting directors. Tell them, why do actors need to go to these workshops?
Well, number one, I mean, we all know there are many, many actors in LA, and years ago, you could go in for a, knock on their door, hey, I've got a new picture, this and that, and you can build a little relationship. Well, you can't do that anymore. And the casting director, once you go in and you build a relationship with them, when your agent submits you, hey, I know Priscilla, I know Ayumi, Doug, I've seen their work. I want to call them in. And because they've seen your work, they're not worried about bringing you in to their producer. And they know that you're not going to let them down. And it's so important because of the numbers of talent out there, and that you build those relationships. And plus, I do am aware that Ayumi and Doug have the agent night, and I know they have one coming up. I cannot tell you how important it is for an actor. If they want to change their agency or get an agent their first time, those events, many actors that Ayumi and Doug can tell you have gotten representation through them. It's the only way to do it. You get lost in the shuffle.
It is. I mean, you can't just go to the agencies anymore. No, you go in a circular fall. You're lucky to even see an agent. So you cannot stress how important it is to actually go to the workshops. It does cost money, but it takes money to make money. So scrap it up, scrape it together, and get to these casting director workshops. And there's so many of them, Lynn. It's so hard to choose. But what should they look for when they're choosing a casting director workshop in general?
In general, number one, I think I would not go to one that required a membership fee.
Absolutely not.
There are a lot of workshops in LA that bring in casting directors that are not working.
Right.
Ayumi and Doug and Signature Studios always brought in guests that are working on projects. Now, a higher-end client, you know, guest, CD, they when they're busy with television, they cannot come in. They don't have the time. However, if we can catch them on hiatus, you better come in and see them. Because you will not have that opportunity when they're working.
That is right. That is right. And you yourself have experienced this because you've gone in front of the casting directors doing the workshops yourself, and you were cast directly for many projects. So a lot of people say, oh, I've gone to so many and I've paid so much money and I didn't get anything. Well, there are some reasons for that. There's
it's timing and it's a numbers game.
Yes.
Everything is timing.
Absolutely.
And you know that you can see a casting director, say, in 2012, but you might hear from them in 2014. It's not always immediate.
That is right. That is exactly.
You have to be patient.
You do. You absolutely do. Now, I know that Doug and Ayumi are trying to maintain, and I think that they're doing a pretty good job of it from what you say. They're trying to maintain the core goals of the studio that you instilled, and they're also looking for ways to improve on what you started. And I definitely want to hear about that because they apparently have come up with a new motto, Learn, Network, Succeed. And they believe that it's important to help actors connect this way through and get success through this way. And so that is why this motto led to their new name and location. And they moved there. And how has it been for you guys since you opened in December of 2011? Because now, instead of it being Signature Studios LA, it's Connect Studios LA. And this new location, I think the new location is only less than a mile from the old studio. Were you able to bring the same people that were going to Lynn's studio? Were you able to migrate them over?
Yeah, we were there. I mean, she was able to create such a great place that people felt a lot of loyalty towards the studio and comfort in performing in front of each other because it was such a supportive environment. So it was that wasn't difficult at all.
And yeah, Lynn definitely created a warm, supportive environment. And did you maintain all of the things that she did, like with the waters? I remember how impressive I was with the gumballs and things like that. I don't know how she kept that up because that stuff is expensive. But she knew how important that was to give herself the little extra edge over the other studios where you have to walk 3 miles to get a water. So what have you done to expand on what she created, and how is your workshop different than all the other ones? What have you done?
Well, we've maintained the water, and we've maintained the chocolates and the pretzels.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. We've also included a few new options for actors as well. We created a monthly pass for actors who don't want to just target, but want to meet as many people as possible. You know, acting is a business, and some actors forget that it's a business and that we do need to invest in our work, basically, and in our careers. And so we've found that this monthly pass allows people to just meet as many people as possible, get them really comfortable in doing the workshops for ourselves. Since we've been able to attend all the workshops, we've always been surprised by the people that end up calling us in. You know, if we had a targeted approach, as some actors like to do, they try to pick the CDs that might be right for them. We've always been surprised by the CDs who actually end up calling us in for projects that we wouldn't have imagined being called in for.
Yes, and it's sort of like a little discount program. It's called All You Can Workshop, and this monthly pass, it'll strengthen your skills by learning from all the casting directors you can in 1 month for a low price. I think that's a brilliant idea. Lynn, what do you think about that? Isn't that a great idea?
I think it's fantastic, and they're offering a lot of wonderful things. In fact, Ayumi and Doug took it even further. They've got a kitchen.
What? No! You mean they're cooking up?
Are you home cooking?
What?
Are you home cooking?
For agent nights, we try to, you know, it increases our ability to put out more impressive foods.
Yeah, you never know when you're going to show up and there might be some spanakopita out there for you. You never know.
Oh, my goodness.
Spanakopita, where's the sushi and the little – where's the sushi at? Do you do some sushi over there?
Well, we definitely can. We have a fridge to keep it cool.
Oh, now you got to put something on your website where you're going to take online orders. I think we've opened that door up for sure. Oh, my God. So I think that that's always great to keep adding new things, new incentives for actors to come in, because Lynn just really, really set the bar so high. And I'm so glad that you guys are maintaining that, because she was the epitome of what a casting director workshop should be. And with you guys maintaining that, I would imagine that you've had great success.
Well, they surpassed it.
Yes. Well, that's what you're supposed to do as the child, right? You're supposed to surpass the parent. So it's sort of like the child took over and surpassed. What else do you guys offer?
We do improv workshops as well. Both of us have extensive Second City training. We teach at both the Second City in Toronto, and Doug continues to teach Second City Hollywood. So.
And I was a member, and Yumi was a member. We're both members of Second City. I was part of the main stage class, and she was part of the national touring company. So we have also got professional experience performing with Second City for years and years. So we bring some of that to our improv classes. And also, because we're both working actors, we have tried to design our improv workshops not to turn people into improvisers, but to help them to become better actors and to start to see that there's a lot of similarity between an improviser and an actor. We just kind of come at the script from different ways. Improvisers don't have scripts. Actors have scripts, but you have to make your moments real. And a lot of the same techniques can help that.
And more the casting directors are looking for improv training on resumes as one of the main disciplines of study for actors.
Absolutely. Cold reading workshops are so, so important. Improv is so important because a lot of times, I mean, come on, let's face it, things happen on the set. You better be able to improv and not stand there like a deer in the headlights, because that's going to say that you're inexperienced. So you have to be able to, what do they call that? Is it bundle your skills? You have to have lots of skills. Just like on Broadway, you have to be a triple threat. Well, you have to be a triple threat out here too, right?
Yeah,
definitely.
It's a business. You want to provide as many opportunities for your clients as possible.
Absolutely. And I understand that now, as much as people would flock to Lynn Milano's studios, one of the problems we had was parking. And I understand that you have a huge parking lot, which is the first thing when I say, oh, you should go to this studio. They say, where's the parking? Do they have parking? And that's like a main question. It's even a question that comes up before, how much are the classes? So that seems to be very important. Tell us about the parking situation over there.
Well, this was one of the big draws of our new location. There is a parking structure right across the street dedicated to our actors for evenings and weekends. And it's all free parking. You just let the attendant know you're with Connect Studios and in you go.
Now, so you don't have to pay anything? It's free?
It's covered by the studio.
What? Oh, my God. They give water. They're whipping up sushi. And now they give free parking. What else do they want? What do you want? You want us to bring an ambulance and carry you there while you lay there? You got to go there just for that.
We're thinking of offering free puppies, but that's...
Well, you never know. You never know. Lynn Milano, so you have since moved to Arizona. You're kind of not bi-coastal, but bi-statal, we'll say. Are you going to be coming back to Los Angeles to join the acting pool, or have we lost you to the dry desert cactus state?
Oh, you mean the state where I'd walk out in the yard and see a rattlesnake and see the coyotes? And in fact, last week I saw a bobcat. But no, absolutely not. I've always had a place here in Arizona anyway, and I'll always have a little place out there in L.A.
Well, you
so,
know what?
I mean, it's a quick drive. It's a quick flight.
Well,
it's
you know,
not a problem.
People who are living in Arizona, you know where to send them now. You know where to send them to your protege here, to Connect Studios, Connect Studios LA. And how is that gorgeous hunk of a husband that you have? Where is Larry? Where is my Larry?
Oh, I thought you were referring to Bentley.
No. You know, I always tried to steal your husband away from you. He is just one gorgeous hunk of a man.
He's doing fantastic. Thank you for asking.
And your daughter, is she still in L.A. or is she in Arizona?
She's in Arizona, too. We're commuting back and forth.
Well,
I've got two grandchildren, and so we're having a lot of fun.
Well, I'm glad, and I want to thank you so, so much for calling in and surprising Ayumi and Doug today. I think it was a big, big surprise. I'm glad that they enjoyed it, and I will not keep you any longer. I know you got things to do. You were always doing a million things at one time, so I want to thank you so much for calling in. And when you're in L.A. again, I would love to bring you into the studio, and let's do a full interview with you and bring your husband.
Oh, that's part of the deal. Okay. Will Albert be there?
Yes, Albert will be there. Yeah, I've had enough time with him. Bring Larry and you can have Albert. we'll take it back to those
days.
Well,
I just want to tell Ayumi and Doug, they've done a fantastic job, and they should be very proud. I'm very proud of both of them.
Thank you so much.
I think great pride in what they've done. I'm very honored.
Thank you so much, and we're so grateful for you to for all you've done for us, and you helped us out so much when we were first starting to learn the ropes here, and we appreciate it and are so thankful.
Yeah.
Take care, everyone, and we shall talk again.
Goodbye, my gorgeous, lovely Lynn Milano, the one, the only Lynn Milano that I have ever or would ever want to meet. You are the ultimate in renaissance and beauty.
And you're right, Larry is quite sexy.
Oh, he is, isn't he? Okay. So we have a couple minutes left. What I want to talk about now is I want to give some career advice. Let's get back to the career advice for people pursuing a career in entertainment in general. I know that some of the advice that you had offered was to be persistent and be prepared, and you never know when it'll be your time, and when it is, make sure you're ready. Tell us about that. Expand on that for the actors. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think the amazing thing about being in LA is you just don't know when your time is, when that opportunity is going to come knocking. So you want to make sure that you're not sitting on your thumbs when that happens. You want to make sure that you have the training, you have the ability to do the work when your opportunity arises. So I think that instead of just sort of waiting around, constantly be training, constantly be learning from people, networking with people, seeing shows, being in shows, doing work, and being so involved in the business so that it doesn't become surprising, so that that one audition doesn't become everything. It just becomes part of the routine, so that auditioning just becomes a part of the career choice that you've made.
I agree. I think meet as many people as you can, work with as many people as you can. You never know where you're going to find someone that you really click with, or you never know who's going to become the next big director, the next big writer. And if you meet these people and you work well with them, it gives you a little bit of heads up. You know, and I always tell when I teach improvisers, I say, get yourself on stage every chance you can. Work all the time. Because it's really the only – you can learn in class, definitely, but you really learn quickly when you're in front of an audience doing your craft. So find yourself opportunities to perform, whether it be for no pay or for very little pay, especially when you're starting out, because that's super important. So now, just find work wherever you can.
Are you by first trade, are you a stand-up comedian or –
I would say I'm an improviser. I basically, for the last almost 30 years, I've been making my living somehow through improvisation, whether it be performing or teaching or directing, doing sketch comedy. And the first sort of professional gig I got, I found it because the guys that I was working with, we went through the phone book, found a bar that we could perform in, just went alphabetically through the list until we found a bar that would hire us, and we did, and that started the whole thing.
I love that. Now, what can you explain to the audience the difference between being a stand-up comedian and being someone who does improv and sketch comedy?
Yeah, well, a stand-up comedian is a lone gun, so they're gonna be up there by themselves, and so they have a lot of obligation to bring the party to the room. You're probably going to have material that you are familiar with and know well, and you will use that routine over and over again, or use that material repeatedly. Where every time an improviser takes the stage, and 98% of the improvisers work in groups, everything that's happening is happening right there on the spot, spontaneously, based on suggestions they get from the audience. So the whole room gets to discover the material at the same time, both the audience and the performers. So that's basically the big thing.
So you actually need to go to that workshop on August 9th to get in front of Michael Torbiak, because that's what that's what he's doing, right? He's hiring people to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live. So people, as I was telling you earlier, advertising that workshop at Actors West, Michael Torbiak is one of the people who cast people like Doug to come on and do sketch comedy bits.
And we both actually worked for Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Oh, you did? You've already done that. How was it? So why don't we see how it was, so we can encourage people to go to the workshop? How did that work out, working on Jimmy?
It's great, because you get the call sort of late morning, early afternoon, and you need to be on set an hour or so later, and then you're doing the bit, and it's just a few hours of work. It's a really fun environment. It's very professional. But here's an instance where you need to be ready. You need to be prepared, because most of the time you're not auditioning. They're just calling to check your availability, and then you're performing that day.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk briefly about how you said they call you at night, which is very common, people. You will get a call late at night sometimes. So when you I don't even know if you – we'll touch on this very briefly, because one of the questions that I get so very often is, if I move to L.A., what type of job do I get to supplement my income? With things that happen like this, as an actor, you have to always be available. It's very hard for a lot of people. They come out here, they try it, they cannot support themselves, and they go back. What advice do you have as to what type of jobs people can get to supplement their income, but yet be available for the auditions?
I think they just have to find a job and an employer who's very understanding and has flexible hours. People tend to work night shifts or waitering jobs that are on weekends to keep their weekdays free for auditioning and for bookings. Again, with the Jimmy Kimmel Live, they actually call you same day most of the time for your bookings.
Yeah, so I would say 98% of the work is going to come in the daytime, you know, so most of your appointments, rather. So if you're probably a little safer if you have work at night, so whether you're a bartender, a waiter, cat burglar, any of those things usually do
well. Hey, I actually think you have to be a cat burglar to afford stuff out here in L.A., my God. So what is your advice to – all right, someone comes right off the little Greyhound bus. What is – take us through what you either – and you can go back and forth on this – what you would recommend the first thing the actor does, the second thing, and the third thing in order to start their career in the world of acting.
I think the first thing to do is make sure they have a way to make a living. Because if you're hungry, it becomes very difficult to get to an audition if you were starving. So I think make sure that you're fed and have a roof over your head.
Or a sugar daddy. That always helps.
So that would probably be number one. Number two would be get yourself into casting director workshops. The assumption is you're here because you have talent. So you've hopefully been training already. So continue to bring your talents. Get to meet as many people as you can. And then three, continue your training. So make sure you're taking improv classes, whether it be at Second City or, you know, if you want to take acting classes with specific coaches. I mean, LA is fantastic because you have the best acting teachers that are here from around the world teaching the craft. So there's no excuse for not being able to train with really great people.
It does take money, people. You can't think you're going to come out here with $50 in your pocket and that's going to support you. It's very, very hard. So you have to do a lot of research before and figure it out. If you could call and try to get a job before you come out here, or if you know a relative that'll put you up, just don't come out here because there are a lot of vultures and some very bad people that hang out at the bus stop and the train stop, believe it or not. And especially if you're a young girl, very, very bad situations can happen to you. So I want to caution you against that. So try to have a nest egg before you come out here and have the support of your family or a family member or even a friend, because if you come out here and something happens and you don't have any friends out here, you need a support system. Don't just come randomly. I have seen a lot of bad things happen. So make sure you have that. And let's talk briefly about headshots. So many photographers, they charge anywhere from, I think I've seen the lowest at $150 to on up. What is your recommendation? Because people who come out here who don't know anyone, I always say, look at a headshot that you like and then find out who it is. And if it's a lot, start saving. If it's not, but just because the people charge a lot of money does not mean they are the best headshot photographers. What has been your experience with the whole headshot thing? Because they do need to start getting headshots when they come out here.
Yeah, we've heard, you know, hundreds of opinions on headshots because that's a question that often comes up at our workshops. We've heard anything from be really specific about the type of looks that you're in, the type of roles you're going for, and make it very easy for the casting director to be able to picture you on set in that role. Make sure your headshot is just a headshot, no more three-quarter body shots, because you're looking at 100 little images on one screen. You want to make sure that you're just really focusing on the face. The second thing we've heard recently is have a friend with a great digital camera just take 10,000 pictures of you. And of those thousands of pictures, one of them
has got to make it, right?
Exactly.
And you know, with Photoshop, there's no reason why you can't shop it up. I mean, you don't want to shop it up too much, but if you have a friend take it, then at least he could make the background look presentable. So if you don't have any money, you know, you could get a digital camera. That's what a lot of photographers are actually doing. I've heard the ones that charge $150, they just have a digital camera and they just take the picture, and they don't actually have any experience. So, you know, don't just say, all I have is a little amount of money and I need to go with whoever. You know, you can get your friend do it for free and make it look good. So,
and if it doesn't work, you've just had a fun afternoon with a friend. So
that's right. Absolutely. We got one more question. We're going to wrap it up. You hear this all the time, being in the workshops. What are the casting director's three biggest pet peeves? And we have about 1 minute.
People who aren't ready or prepared. They flake out at the audition. Either they're late or they don't show up, which is really disrespectful to the thousands of actors who are ready and would have loved to have that spot. I think that's one huge pet peeve.
Yeah, people who try to talk too much and build a friendship before they read. Like casting directors are busy people, and they like professional actors who come in and do their work. They're prepared, as Ayumi said, and hit their audition. They want you to get the job. That's why they brought you in. So
yes.
Be ready to do it. So, no, and no. Don't glad hand.
That is so right, Doug. Doug, I am so glad you said that. We are going to end the show with that. Don't try to brown nose. Don't ramble. Don't try to be their friend, because if you do, you're going to get the vibe. I call it the vibe, and that means they're going to look, they're going to make you feel very awkward and uncomfortable, and you're going to feel embarrassed because you're going to feel like you just got blown off. Well, you know what you did, because it makes them feel awkward and uncomfortable because they don't want to treat you better than they have to treat anybody else in the class, because they're really not – they don't want to show favoritism. So wait until you've worked up your resume and that you are a very, very good actor, and then they'll come to you. And if they want to schmooze with you, let it happen. All right. Mm-hmm. Am I correct? Well, I want to thank you so much, both of you, for coming on. You have just given such great advice, so many tips, resource information. Everything was packed in today. I really hope the audience enjoyed you as much as I did. And I would love to have you guys back on next year. Maybe you can come into the studio this time, and we will definitely have a fun time, because I'm dying to meet you. And you can be sure that I am going to refer everyone to Connect Studios LA. You want to go to their website, connectstudiosla.com. I imagine they have upcoming classes on there with the casting directors. Am I correct? I hope
you
I'm
are
not.
Correct.
We do.
Yeah.
So you can go to their website, check out all of their classes, look at how much it costs. It doesn't matter what it costs. Do your research. Look at the casting director. Go to IMDb. See what projects they have. If that's for you, whether it's voiceover, whether it's comedy, Age at Night, et cetera, then you make your decision. But I would check out Connect Studios LA first before anything, because if they're following Lynn Milano's path, then it is going to be a wonderful environment. Absolutely. Am I right or am I right? As you mean, Doug.
You are right.
You are so right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And remember, they take online food orders. Okay. No, they don't. All right. They might. It depends how big they get. I say take your idea and go back to Canada, because in the beginning of the show, you said they don't have anything like that. Take Lynn's idea, mesh with your idea, go back to Canada and open up a casting director workshop. Have people flock to you, you'll be millionaires. You won't even be an actor anymore. You'll be chilling out with Lynn in Arizona. Okay. Again, people, next week we're going to have Pisha McPhee, vocal coach on American Idol and mother of the multi-talented Catherine McPhee, along with Michael Orlin, who is the associate music director on American Idol. They are going to be on here to tell you all about their new website. And so you don't want to miss that. Thank you guys for coming on. Say goodbye to your fans, because I'm sure you've gotten fans today.
Thank you so much for having us. You've got a great show. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Doug, you want to leave us with something hot and happening?
Goodbye, America. I'll be thinking about you tonight.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.